Praise God. We're going to be talking from the topic, Lord, we believe the record. Lord, we believe the record. The believers, we believe your record. And you will find me in 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 10th through the 15th verses. 1 John 5, 10 through 15. And it reads, he that believes on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God hath given us, given to you, given to me, given to believers. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. We believe the record of God. And he's saying that the witness, each one of us has the witness within ourselves. Because when we believe and we ask God to come into our lives and ask him to save us and forgive us for our sins, the Bible says when that happens, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they come and make their abode. In other words, they take residence within the believer. And it's saying that we have the witness. What is the witness? The power of God that is working on the inside of us. We have the witness that we believe that God has given his Son, Jesus Christ. He says, and this is the record that God gave his Son. For we know that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to go back to this part. It says, and we believe on the Son, the Son of God. He hath the witness in himself. Hallelujah. If you believe the word of God, if you believe in the Son of God, the witness is already there. There's one scripture that talks about, but we have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not, John says, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know the truth. The unction of the Holy Spirit. What is that? An unction from the Holy Spirit is the anointing that refers to the power of God, the kind of power that guides us. It guides your life and guides your steps and just prepares you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It is the endowment and it is the divine influence or supernatural endowment which empowers individuals or believers for spiritual growth, for spiritual service in God, for spiritual understanding. It's the revelation, a greater revelation of the Word of God when you've been endowed with the power of God. John says, you got the witness in you. You know the truth. And we know the truth. The truth is what makes us free. We already have that witness, is what he's saying. And so the witness reveals truth. The Holy Spirit reveals. For he says, the Holy Spirit will take a mind, Jesus says, and then show it unto you. He will lead and guide us into all truth. Listen, it's not enough to have head knowledge of the truth, but we must apply the truth to every area of our lives. That's when it becomes alive, when we apply the Word of God. It is the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth. So that I'm getting down to the 11th verse. So we know that we have the witness. It's in us. It's already here. It says, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. We know we have life. And this life is in the Son. Listen, salvation is a gift from God. Hallelujah. And it's nothing that man should boast about, but it is a gift of God. Hallelujah. Verse 12 said, he that hath a son, we got life, has life. Hallelujah. Eternal life. This is the record. We got eternal life. We that believe, we believe at that record, believe on the Son of God. Hallelujah. And it says, he that hath not the Son of God don't have life, because they haven't believed on his name. John writes further, he says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. That you may know, hallelujah, not guess, not perhaps, not I'm not sure. He says, I'm writing these things to you. It's nothing new I'm writing, but I'm writing so that you may know that believe on the name of the Son of God that you have eternal life. Believe on the name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit itself bears witness within our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. Another part of the scripture says, beloved, now, right now, are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we see him, when he shall appear, are we going to be just like him? Hallelujah. But knowing that until that time comes, we've got the witness, we've got the unction for the Holy Spirit that's leading and guiding and directing us, that we may know that we have eternal life. Do you know you have eternal life? Are you sure that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt? We can know that. We should know that. Amen. We that believe, we believe the record that we have eternal life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go down to verse 13 said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Believe on that name, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. There is power in the name of Jesus. He's saying, John said, just believe on the name. Just believe on his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's power in believing in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. There's freedom in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The truth. The Bible says, know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Amen, somebody. In Philippians 2, 9 through 11, it says, therefore, God has highly exalted him. We're talking about the name of Jesus. And has freely bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Just stop there and just let that sink in. God has willed it so. He's highly exalted his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he's freely given to him, bestowed on him the name that is above every name. And then goes on to say that at the mention of the name of Jesus, just mention Jesus. Hallelujah. Say that word, Jesus. Say his name, Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, even at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of those in heaven and those on the earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Believe on the name of the Son of God. His name is Jesus. The Bible says the demons tremble at the name of Jesus. I tell you, there is no weapon formed against us that will be able to prosper because of the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is our hope, is our salvation. It is our guarantee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then John 14 and 13 says, listen, because of the name of Jesus, whatever you ask in my name, that's what Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, it's talking to us, to believers. Do you believe the record? Yes, I believe it. Whatever you ask in the name, he said, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So God gets the glory. Hallelujah. So you ask according to his will, anything in his name, he says, I'll do it. He said that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah. If you ask me anything in my name, he says, I will do it. And see, God has given you and I, every believer, the Father has given us the authority to use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ask the Father anything in the authority of Jesus. That's just like saying, hey, I've given you a blank check. It write what you want in accordance with his will. And he says, and you believe that you receive the things, he says, and you ask it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, I'll do it. We've got like the power of attorney. We got the title deed. Glory to God. And the word of God is what the promises are. What the deeds are. What did he say in his promise? To those that we need healing in your body, what did the word say? It said, by his stripes. Hallelujah. We are healed by his stripes. We were healed. Hallelujah. We are believing God and continue to stand on the promises. We've got the deed. And he says he promised, this is the record in this scripture that we're talking about, this is the record that we have eternal life. Oh, I'm excited about that. Listen, even I'm down to the 14th verse here. On 1 John 5 and 14, and this is the part I really love. I love all of it, but it says, listen, when you call on that name, when you stand and you believe the report and you believe the record that you have, we that believe, we have eternal life. He says, and this is the confidence. See, that's what comes as a result of the believing in the name of the Son of God. This is the confidence. No, this is the assurance. No, nothing doubting, nothing broken, nothing missing. Listen, we got the confidence. We got the assurance that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Hallelujah. We got the kind of confidence. Then verse 15 says, and if we know, ain't no doubt, you can't doubt. You got to know for sure, beyond a shadow of any kind of doubt. He says, listen, you got the confidence in him. It's in him that we move and we live. We have our being. It's in Christ that we are going to see deliverance, whatever we're going through. He says, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask him, then we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Isn't that blessed? Oh, my goodness. Lord, we believe the record. We believe in the Son of God. We believe in the power and the name of Jesus. My Lord, the enemy have to humble and bow at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter what reports we hear, what the news report says, no matter what the latest at the top of the news or what the headlines are saying, let me tell you, at the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord. To God be all the glory, honor and praise in his name, that he promised to protect us. He said, listen, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquities. He said, the Bible says, so they shall soon be cut off and wither as the green herb. Another part of the scripture says, and with your eyes you will behold the reward of the enemy. In other words, we don't have to worry about what kind of threats and everything they're breathing out. Just like in the scriptures, you know, they would say, Jesus, but do you hear, do you know what threats? They threaten to lock us up. They threaten to do this and the other. Same thing that we're living today. Oh, they're threatening. Maybe might have to cut Social Security. May have to do this. And they're threatened to do this and do the other. But let me tell you, but what does the Word of God say? I came tonight to encourage every one of the believers that's on this line tonight. We believe the witness is already in you. Say that. Say that. Say that with me. Said the witness, the Holy Ghost, is already living within me. Oh, yeah, we got the witness. He's on the inside. So all we have to do is rest in the Lord and rest in God. Because, see, the Bible already told us, look up, look to the hills from which comes our help, all of our help. It comes from the Lord. And listen, he don't slumber. He doesn't sleep. He protects us when we go out. He protects us when we come back in, when we lay down, when we get up. He promised, hallelujah, that he'll make us the head and not to tell. We'll be above only and not beneath. Come on now. We're standing on the promises. What record are you believing? I believe the Word of God, as the Scripture has told us. And when you believe the Word of God, then you have the confidence. And see, and then you have that unction, the unction which is the power of the Holy Ghost empowering you as you take a step, as you take another step, as you take the leap of faith. Because we know that faith without works is dead. So you got to step. You got to step out in His Word. Step out on His promise. One thing for sure, when he leading you, and the whole and the steps of a good man, the Bible says, are directed and ordered by the Lord. When you step out in faith in the name of Jesus and believe in him for whatever you petition him, he said, look, this is a confidence. And we know that he hear us. We know that we have the petition that we have before him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the word for tonight. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Have you believed the report? Do you have the witness on the inside? Do you know that you know that you know that the power of the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you and directing you? Do you know that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is quickening his power? His word. He quickens his word to us. His word becomes alive as the Holy Spirit rides upon his word and illuminates us and lead and guide us and directs us. Hallelujah. We can have faith every day that we get up. Maybe you don't feel so good today. Maybe there are aches and pains. Whatever it the case may be, God is there. And he never leaves. He never forsakes us. And we believe, we know that he hears us when we pray, and we're getting ready to pray. We believe God, we shall have those things that we petition him. Hallelujah. Do you understand the authority that God has given us? The power of the authority of his word. He told us that if you pray, pray in the name, ask the Father, in the name of Jesus, which is what we're just getting ready to do. Glory to God. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you, we glorify you, we worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you right now, Father. We thank you for your powerful word tonight. For your word doesn't go out and return to you void, but it will accomplish all that you intended for it to accomplish. God, I thank you that we are on this line. We're believers. We are believers. We believe in your word. We believe that we pray you hear us when we pray. We believe that since you hear us, we have a petition of the things that we are asking. Now, Lord, you heard that we called those names before you, God. Each one of the names of the people that have certain ailments and different things, God, are going on in their bodies. They need healing, they need deliverance. Oh, God, and some need salvation. Oh, God, if you can give them healing and And we speak that. We can speak that healing because your word says, by your stripes we are healed. And Father, we praise you. We know each and every one. Father, we thank you tonight. We believers on the line tonight. God, we trusting in you. We trusting in your word. We believe your word. We're standing. We're not doubting in our hearts. God, we thank you how you have raised us up that we can sit in heavenly places, and that we can give your name the praise. So, Father, we glorify you. We worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. Father, we ask tonight that you examine us. Lord, let the light of your word shine upon each and every one of our hearts. God, if you see things in us that are not like you, take it out, God. Cleanse us. Make us that we will love you even the more. Oh, my God, we're asking, Father, and we believe you, God, that you will give us a fresh anointing, a fresh unction of the Holy Ghost. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we know that your will is to draw us closer to you. You said we hunger, we thirst after righteousness, that we shall be filled. So, God, all that are on the line tonight, we thank you that we are healed. We are the redeemer of the Lord. We say, God, that God, you are our head. You are our provider. God, you are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are the strength. You are our high tower. You are our strong fortress, our strong tower. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have made that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. So we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, we thank you, Lord, for all the things that you've already done. We will bless you at all times. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord, all our souls, and all that is within us. We bless your holy name. God, you told us not to forget all the benefits that you have given us, all the blessings that you have given us, how you heal our, deliver our souls. You heal our sin sick soul. God, you've given us, Lord, you heal our bodies, Lord, healing, Lord, for all our diseases. Hallelujah. And then, God, you turn around, and then you satisfy us. You are satisfying us with good things so that our youth is renewed. Hallelujah. We are strengthened in you. Hallelujah. So that we could mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will run and not get weary. We'll walk and we won't faint. We bless you. So God, we won't take down. We won't take down. We will stand. We will stand on your promises tonight, God. And we will bless you at all times. See, your praises continually be in our mouths. Father, we pray one for the other on this line tonight. We are the redeemed. We are the believers. God, we thank you, Lord, for your promises, God. God, that those that need healing and deliverance, God, we thank you, Lord, that it is so. It's already done. God, we thank you, God, how you provide. Hallelujah, because, God, we just need to continue to look to you. And you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. God, if you spoke that word, you will honor your word. And we bless you for that, God. We bless you, God. Those that are just weak, to feel like they not able to make it. But God, give them a new unction. Give them a new strength. Give them a boost of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Anointing, God. Let your word come alive in their hearts. Lord, speak. Speak right now in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. We are strong in the Lord. We let the weak say, I am strong in the Lord. So, God, we confess that. We say that, God, that we are growing in you, that we are going to a new levels and to new heights blessing you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you give us rest because you are that good shepherd. You are our good shepherd. You are the shepherd that causes us to lie down in green pastures, that leads us beside still waters. Hallelujah. That you know how to refresh us. Those that need a refreshing in the spirit, let your word just, God, find a way in your heart, in their hearts, God, that you feel, Lord, feel in any emptiness, God, God, that we were strong in our faith. Oh, God, that you told us after we've done everything we could do to stand, we will continue to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you, Father, for being real in our lives. Oh, yes, you're real. You're real in our lives, everyone on this line. We confess that tonight, and we thank you for being real. You are our Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We're living in a time of chaotic trouble all over the world. But God, we know in whom we believe. We have the confidence, God, that you hear us when we pray. So that's why we praise you, and we say thank you, Lord. And we say glorify your name. We praise you, and God, you get the glory from us. God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be witnesses, that will be great lights, God, that you will use us, that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And God, we thank you that we are believers tonight, and we thank you for our family, we thank you for our church family, we thank you, God, that our church will be set on Holy Ghost fire, that fire that draws men in, that they have to come in and just see what is going on. Let the power of the Holy Spirit draw men, draw them. We are praying on this line. We agree that, God, we are calling them from the north, the south, the east, the west. Father, we're calling forth the salvation of the young men and women, God. We pray for our young people, God, even as they go off to college, that, God, that you will keep them, that protection. You're keeping them covered under your blood, that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. So, God, we love you, and we worship you. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We glorify your name. God, we thank you. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And, Father, we praise, God, that all that we need, that you will supply all of our need according to your riches in glory, by Christ Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for the word that we have received. You told us, let the word of God dwell in us richly. And God, we thank you that your word will dwell in us richly. I thank you, Lord, that we will run and not get weary. Hallelujah. We will walk and we won't faint. We're standing and we will hold up the bloodstained banner. We'll take a stepping in you, God. We're going to a higher level in you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We are growing even more in Jesus' mighty name. And we pray and let everybody say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. There's no one like you. No other name given among us whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. So praise God. We praise you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. Our time is gone, and we praise the Lord. I know that I don't even have to talk to you all. I know that you have received the power of the Holy Spirit even the more. Rest tonight. May the peace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with you. Hallelujah. Until we come together again, I love you. Pastor loves you. Let the power of the Holy Spirit lead and guide and direct your life. In Christ, we live, we move, we have our being. So in Jesus' name, have a blessed night. Good night.